Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN at NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The British singer-songwriter Bobby Long joins us today. For the most part, his career has been pretty low-key with a lot of MySpace and iTunes support. The fact that it has led to larger crowds of female fans at his concerts is his friendship with actor-musician Robert Pattinson, famous for his starring roles in Twilight films. Well, that has led to Bobby Long's song's inclusion in the Twilight soundtrack. Bobby is recording a new album at Toe Jam Studios in London. We first heard Bobby's music on his Dirty Pond Song CD that he recorded in his bedroom. When we played it on the cafe, we heard from listeners who had a hard time trying to get it because it was only available at Bobby's gigs.
That was just kind of recorded pretty quickly to have many. It was just mainly to give to people. I never expected it to be played on the radio or anything like that. I mean, no real thought went into it. It was just kind of an ignorant thrust, you know. It's kind of like I just put some songs down, I put them on a CD, and then we ended up selling them at shows to get from one place to the next. And I only want to sell it at shows because it's not an album, it's not even an EP, it's just a collection of songs. So I wanted my first album to be the only thing people can buy, so you can just buy it at shows if you come along. But I can understand why it can be a bit frustrating. But
well,
it's good.
The thing about it is, obviously, it's all acoustic, and it's all. I heard you did it in your bedroom.
Yeah.
The good news is that I understand you and Liam Watson have hooked up at Toe Rag in London, and they're doing a full out. How far along is that?
Oh well, I mean, kind of. It's been. I met this guy Liam, the producer. You know, he's one of the nicest people I've ever met, and it's. Musically he's completely switched on to kind of everything that I need in a producer, and he's I kind of met him, and then I've just slowly been recording it in between tours. But I've recorded about 18 tracks with him, with everyone in the same room like they used to do in the old days, in the glory days. And but I mean, it's pretty much finished. It's just literally I was sat with him in the studio the other day, and he was mixing stuff, and I was just drinking coffee and reading magazines in the back, and I just put my thumb up to him. But I mean, it's pretty much ready to go. I mean, it's just we're looking at like a summer release, hopefully. But I'm proud of it. I think it's going to really stand up.
How old were you when you started writing?
I started writing when I was about 18, mm-hmm. 18, 19. I played in a couple of bands. I just learned how to play guitar, and then I started. I kind of always written a little bit, but I started playing my stuff when I was 19, 18, singing and stuff. So,
well, you talked about the old days, recording the full band on the floor, and every time I read about you talking about people from the past, you like, I mean, Elliott Smith gets mentioned, but you also mentioned a lot of people from way back in the day. And how did you get so turned on to those people? I mean, you're young, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, I love a lot of new music too. I mean, like, I'm listening to this singer called Laylo. It's this Icelandic singer who's amazing. I mean, she's like, you know, I listen to a lot of new music. It's just, I just love good music. And I think, I'm not saying good music has stopped, because I think there's as much good music around now as back in the day, but I think it was easier. I don't know. I just like I like blues and country stuff, and country music I'm not a big fan of anymore because it's gone quite poppy, to be honest, and the whole Nashville sound has kind of been lost, and I think probably maybe and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I like the times, and I like that music. It seemed to be very honest back then, and I think in today's kind of climate and stuff, things go amiss and technology kind of steps in the way quite a lot, and I don't particularly like that in my music. I think music should be kind of played as it's recorded, and you know, recorded as it's played. It shouldn't really be mucked around too much. And I mean, I love stuff like, you know, Pink Floyd, and I love Radiohead, and they use, you know, a lot of effects and a lot of computer stuff, but they still write great songs. You know, they still write incredible songs and great pop songs. I mean, with a real chorus line. And you know, I love variation. I just, Maybe it's just the romantic in me. I don't know. Of the old days.
Well, speaking of that, the romantic troubadour kind of thing, you have been out touring a lot here in the States and a lot elsewhere. What do you learn about these songs, playing them night after night in clubs, about how to put them over? Because they're pretty emotional songs in a lot of ways.
I mean, I think that's the hardest thing about recording is making sure that is that you make sure you put them across in a new way every time you play them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, making sure you're giving the audience something which is original and meaningful, and that's the trick. But I mean, you just have to kind of put yourself in a place every night, and of course, when you're playing so much, certain songs you hate, you know, and then certain songs you love, and they kind of, it's always like a balancing act. One song kind of comes up and you love it, and you make sure you always play it halfway through the set, because it gives you that rumble, you know, rumble in your stomach, which makes you go, yeah, I can have this crowd. And some songs you really despise, so you, if you have enough material, you can just change it around quite a lot. But that's the discipline of playing live, I think. You know, you have to, you know, the same way that somebody goes to work every day, or a fireman has to go into a burning house. I mean, obviously, completely less dramatic and not as strenuous, but like, it's you have to pull through. And playing live, you quickly realise what songs you like and what you don't like. And I mean, off that thing there, I think I recorded like 5 songs.
For the new
record, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you quickly realise what means something to you, and which ones you wrote too quickly and which ones need more work. So it's a learning experience on the road, which kind of makes it interesting.
Well, you and your friend Marcus Foster wrote a song that Robert Pattinson did in Twilight.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what's happened with that is you've kind of got parallel careers going. You've got the people who know you from that.
Yeah.
And then you've got this whole other troubadour kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get in the way of each other at all?
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, sometimes they like overlap and people are both. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't dismiss any kind of support from anyone. I mean, yeah, I wrote a song that was in the film, and I mean,
are you gonna do a version of that yourself?
No, I've never played it.
Really?
I don't even know how to play it. I mean, that's kind of how much I like that song. I mean, I'm completely thankful for where it's taken me, but I don't even know the words. I don't know how to play it on guitar, and I've never ever played it live. So I mean, yeah, I mean, it just, I mean, sometimes it can be frustrating when you're in a room. It was frustrating early on, when sometimes you're in a room and you looked on the audience sometimes, and the way they're reacting or the way they would speak through your songs, and then were quiet when you talked, then you're going, am I really playing in the right place, or is this more of like an impediment than a good thing? But after time, the two do interact, and a lot of people like Twilight are really great fans and they're really great music lovers, so I can't really I'm not complaining at all. You know, I wouldn't change anything. You know, it's just it's nice having people come out to your shows.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the songs already. I'm really anxious to hear what they sound like with this fully realized
thing. I look forward to showing you. I have to come in and play some stuff.
Absolutely. Bring the band back.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, that'd be great.
But we shall go to the stage of World Cafe Live. Bobby Long, our guest today on the World Cafe. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Now I will run you like a thread. Cause my wounded eyes will see again. Make peace with the sky. This rain may bring you hope, but no siren will call. Praise your love for the fall. but I will fall upon this town to call your name, my sweet suffragette. Now I will fall upon this town to call your name. You're my sweet suffragette. You're my sweet Mary Jane. My sweet Mary Jane. Cause she's weighted down with loss at her side. She's on board a ship, a ship of ghosts and lost pride. Now say a lot of fear, my dear, wreck this story it's old. If you dress my wounds, oh yeah, I'll feel your call. Oh yeah, I'll feel your call. Now I will fall upon this town to call your name, my sweet suffragette. Now I will fall upon this town, all this town, to call your name, my sweet Mary Jane. Now I will fall upon this town, all this town, all this town, all this town now. You're my sweet suffragette. You're my sweet Mary Jane, my sweet Mary Jane. No, no. My sweet Mary Jane. Thank you. For you, my love, for you, my love, for you, my love, for you, my love. So barricade the doors and stop the heart that you've been holding. And throw the words you hold so dear from the letter you've been softly folding. For when they finish boarding up the house, there'll be nothing left to see. Just a stranger taking his last breath upon the guillotine. See your neighbors, they were fighters and they hung the man you killed. Before the sins had left their hands, their bodies were fulfilled. Where the wings they sting, the borderline was fall softly to the floor. Oh, woman's love can cause a man to spill his every flaw. Oh, you, my love, on you, my love. And on you, my love. On you, my love. Does your heart beat so softly without warning? Or does it beat out to the slow pace of the morning? Oh, when you close your eyes, and after all that you see, we'll let the stranger be. Oh, the train, it hits the railroad, but it cowers under flies. And it's painted by man itself, so it doesn't creep, it cries. Oh, but you have seen the passageway, but you trembled at the start. You have always seen the strangers play and let them frolic with your heart. There's another chance to make amends, but they dabble with your cold. You're lost without a wolf or beast to stop you in the road. And he's sitting quietly in his cell and counting down his stones. Well, a woman with your kind of heart will always be alone. Well, a woman with your kind of heart will always be alone. With him, my love. Oh, with him, my love. With him, my love. Oh, my love. With him, my love. And does your heart beat so softly without warning? Does it beat out to the slow pace of the morning? Whoa, when you close your eyes, and after all that you see, all that you see, or we'll let the stranger be, or we'll let the stranger be. For you, my love. For you, my love. For you, my love, my love, my love. Always be my love. Thank you. When the world holds out its flag, the sun will fall across the plain. I will hold out my hands and take the blame. And when the weather falls too cold, the frost ravages the lanes, I will bow down my head in shame. But who have you been loving? But who have you been loving? But who have you been loving? Who have you been loving now? And who have you been loving? And if someone is unhurt, then it's gonna be me. For the tears that taint your heart, you're so happy that you're free. And if you're no better now than you've ever been, you owe me. Before the dusk falls to dark, I have you banished from my mind. I just need a moment's rest to make it mine. So when the print of you is gone, with our last drawn line, beyond the rusted center glow, you had your time. Yeah. So who have you been loving? So who have you been loving? Who have you been loving now? So who have you been loving? So who have you been loving? And if someone is unheard, then it's gonna feel me. For the tears that taint your heart, you're so happy that you're free. And if you're no better now than you've ever been, you owe me an apology. You owe me an apology. And I said you owe me an apology. And I said you owe me an apology. An apology. You owe me. You owe me an apology. And I said you owe me an apology.
Thank you.
Where people die pretty, skies don't line this. Cashing the kid out, running from the rocks. There's water for the lips to ease your mouth and bathe your fist. There's no need for trouble when the roads are down. Nobody's out of work cause the mine's in town. The circus has been, cause twice already. My throwing arm is good and my heart is steady. I'm dead and I'm done by the heat of the sun. And I'll rest my hat in an autumn field. And I'll hang my hat in an autumn field. In an autumn field. Tell my mama there's no need to worry. The food is sweet and the weather's been sunny. And I'm well known here round about. The local pickpocket is a layabout. Tell my daddy, oh, there's no need for washing. They do it in your sleep when you're not watching. I've already had the neighbors here. Johnny Cash came round and we split a beer. I'm dead and I'm done by the heat of the sun. And I'll rest my hat in an autumn field. I'll hang my hat in an autumn field. In an autumn field. Shaw looks well. They sing like birds. Here is nothing like hell. The local priest says there's no need for cheating. The local wags call it meeting and greeting. I'm dead and I'm done by the heat of the sun, and I'll rest my head in a autumn. I hang my hat in a autumn field.
Bobby Long, live on stage at World Cafe Live, finishing up our podcast today with Dead and Done. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. There are many other World Cafe sessions that you can stream at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Again, thanks a lot for taking your time to download this podcast from the World Cafe.